This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. Before closing our inductive study of Romans 13, there is one final application I would like to make based on our study. Verse 14 says, "Clothe yourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ, and do not think about how to gratify the desires of the sinful nature." Even after trusting in Jesus Christ as our Savior and Lord, you will find a law within your members that constantly tempts you to compromise. Dr. A.W. Tozer used to call it the law of the wilderness. Since the fall of man, when Adam sinned against God, human nature and all of nature has a tendency toward the wilderness. If you don't cut your lawn or weed your garden, it will not stay beautiful and fruitful. It will tend toward becoming a wilderness again. The same is true with the human heart. If you don't allow God to prune you, to break up the fallow, trampled down ground, and weed the garden of your heart, you will see the law of the wilderness begin to take over. Before long, you will look much like the wilderness of sin all around you. Paul in verse 14 says that you should not think about how to gratify the desires of the sinful nature. Even if you don't think about how to gratify those desires, the world will find a way to entice and arouse those desires. That's why we need to be careful what we read or watch or listen to. We need to take care who we associate with as friends. Bad company corrupts good character, it says in 1 Corinthians 15:33. But most important, we need to, by faith, put on the Lord Jesus Christ and allow Him to tend the garden of our hearts and minds.